Yeah, Jesus fuck, he does not look like his voice. That is not an offensive comment. Just threw me. It's went through you. Threw you for a loop. What is he supposed to look like?
Become Twitch girls.
Yeah, we're doing a hot tub stream. Hold on.
Yeah, Dustin, what do you think I'm supposed to look like?
I did think about replacing you with Alf.
Replacing what?
You with Alf. You both have the same length hair at this point.
Yeah, it's good. Really annoying me, in all honesty.
Do you want me to run the intro? The idea with the intro is to only run it after I edit it and just have you guys start.
Just run the intro. I want to see it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, Dustin, here's some of my work.
Beautiful. I said, that looks so fucking boring. I'm like, mess.
There wasn't many action shots you can take from a podcast.
We can make more if you need to.
Well, I did. That's why I grabbed
you. Look at everything.
I grabbed you grabbing the, I get you grabbing the box, and then I couldn't find me grabbing the Ecto-1, so I was like, fuck it.
Dustin, I met Pete through a Craigslist ad when I was a vocalist in their metal band. That's how I met Pete. Fucking, 13 years ago, dude?
Wow, has it been that long?
Yeah.
I thought it was longer than that, actually, now that I think about it.
His name is Robert Paulson.
Is that in my 20s?
Name was Robert Paulson.
I don't know, man.
I remember that awesome intro we had? His name is Robert.
Well, was it awesome like this?
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know where we want to start. Pete, did you finish opening all your shit that you never opened up?
As you can see by the box behind me, this I have not.
No?
I did open Ken Cable. That's about it. Oh, I got a bunch of shit, though. I got, like, Goblin Queen in, which I had to pay a little aftermarket for that.
Dude, remember, Goblin Queen is a great example, actually, of how underwhelmed you were about a figure announcement, and then you watch X-Men 97, and you're like... that was Executioner too. I was like, I don't know who this is. He's some bad guy, and then you're like, God damn! Like X-Men 97 was so good. You know what wasn't so good? Furiosa. It was okay.
I don't believe it.
I love Fury Road. I think Mad Max Fury Road was excellent, but Furiosa really, she had no character in the movie.
Anna Taylor-Joy can't do no wrong.
Right, but in order to do no wrong, you have to do something that can be judged, and she does nothing in this movie.
Did she at least lose her arm?
Yeah, that was... So, weird, obscure reference. There's this movie called Drowning Mona, and I'm pretty sure I've mentioned it to Dan before, because I asked one of our other friends, Stahl, if she ever watched it. And
I don't know what that means.
And Anya Taylor-Joy was in the movie Split with Sean McAvoy. Sean McAvoy. James McAvoy. In Drowning Mona, one of the characters doesn't have a hand. And at one point, like, the cops are all, like, the local cops are all sitting around the coffee shop just talking shit and saying, like, different stories and theories about how he lost his hand. And it's like he's doing yard work and he has a wood chipper and he's throwing stuff in there and he throws his beer in and he reaches in the wood chipper for it. Another one is that he puts his beer down on a log and then there's a chainsaw between him and like he leans over to grab the beer, but he puts his hand on the chainsaw and it cuts his arm off. And I kept kind of doing that whole thing, waiting for Anya Taylor-Joy to lose her arm in Furiosa, but it didn't happen the way I expected it to. I won't say the movie's bad, but definitely just did not live up to what I was expecting it to do. It had like minimal narrative. It really felt like a compromise because George Miller wanted to do The Wasteland as a sequel to Mad Max Fury Road. And Hollywood was probably
everybody likes Furiosa. Yeah, Charlize Theron. Yeah.
And this felt like a compromise between the two. And it's a 2.5-hour movie that doesn't need to be 2.5 hours. Because it really just kind of follows Anya Taylor-Joy through expository scenes from The Wasteland. And like it's to compare it to a novel, it's basically What was the fucking Israel Potter by Herman Melville. That's what.
What did you say? Oh, sorry.
So yeah, it wasn't. It's not. It's not a particularly great movie. Israel Potter is basically a book where this guy just is present throughout. It's he's basically a Forrest Gump through all these events back in
things happens Europe. And he happens to be there.
Yeah, honestly, that's a really good comparison for Furiosa. Is it's Forrest Gump minus humor, minus much character, and minus much plot.
Is it minus AIDS?
There's probably super AIDS at that point. Because it's the wasteland.
Things survive in the wasteland.
But on the bright side, Godzilla Minus One is on Netflix. So to make up for, we have an actress every incel jerks to watch her. Well, like, honestly, when I was driving home, I was like, they could have put anyone in the fucking role. They could have put Bill Murray in the fucking role. It wouldn't have mattered. Anya Taylor-Joy, there was no reason to cast her other than the fact that, yeah, so many people like her. And nothing against her, but, like, the writing for the movie is fucked. I'd like
to put a couple things against her.
Okay, that's enough. anyway, Godzilla Minus One is on Netflix, which was awesome way to redeem the less-than-stellar Furiosa. And then, just for shits and giggles, I watched Godzilla 2014 last night.
Well, now I'm sad because I love the Mad Max series, and
I might like this more watching it a second time because, like, Ghostbusters, I was a little bit underwhelmed by it after seeing it first because I had really high expectations. But the second time I saw it, I was like, oh, this movie's great. Frozen Empire, I'm talking about. The second time I saw it, I was like, oh, this movie's great. I like it a lot. But So maybe the second time I see Furiosa, I'll feel differently. But right now, I'm just like, eh.
And to be fair, you did that with Ghostbusters 2016 as well. When we both saw it, we're both like, eh, great. And then years passed, you're like,
Dan, I saw the first time I ever saw that was at Pete's house.
Oh, well, that explains. You probably talked.
No, I thought it was fine.
No. Yeah, my point is when you watched it recently, you were like, Jesus Christ, this is a funny movie. I don't get what the problem is.
Oh, yeah, I just forgot how funny it was. Yeah. I never really disliked it. But so things I recently picked up.
Hey, this is why you should hit the mirror button so Batman was right.
Well, I can't mirror. There's no way to do it.
No, it's fine. It doesn't give you the option? Of course it doesn't. Never
push
mind.
Push the gear under settings, and then there's...
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. That's awesome.
Oh, there we go. Batman. It looks like a more classic style because it's the big gray.
Oh, it's just the kind. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
But it lights up and makes sounds, and I'll never use those because I won't open it.
I won't show you all my open pops. Oh, you've seen them in person.
But I forgot that I ordered this a long time ago, and then I went to my package unit at my apartment complex, and I grabbed it because it was delivered a fucking month ago. So yeah, this guy arrived, and I just pulled it out of the package room today. So pretty cool. We'll come back to some G.I. Joe stuff later.
Oh yeah, I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Well,
I also picked up Tall Trees. Yeah, Tall Trees. And then, Pete, you should enjoy this. But I picked this up.
Oh, you did? You son of a bitch.
It's been there a month. I was like, so I picked this slut up. Or these sluts.
This slut.
I picked up a bunch of Teenage Turtle sluts today. Or yesterday.
I was torn on that set.
What?
I was torn on that set because, like, the Turtles in Disguise is what I typically remember them wearing when they were going out. And I only remember them wearing that, like, once. I might be wrong. But, I don't know. I like the word that they're wearing sneakers.
That's fair. I don't have as many turtles as you, so I'm like, you know what? I can get that. But I also did pick up these two. I need to find. Well, Raph is actually at the Target right by me, but I need to find a Donatello. I wasn't really gonna go for these, but seeing you get them and they look so fucking good, honestly. Look so fucking good. So I was like, screw it. I'm not gonna go deep diving into collecting turtles or anything like that. Dustin, you're a big Turtles fan? Nice. Dustin's around our age.
I'm a huge Turtles fan. So I have the Mezco Turtles. I'm trying to stop myself from buying the what is it, Beast Action, Best Action?
Yeah, I almost grabbed one because they're like $20, so I was like, you know what, no.
$20? I think like Big Red, they're almost 30, right?
Some of them. It depends what you're getting. They're
the modern comic books.
They're a step above the Playmates line for sure, but they're definitely like toys. Like I was looking at them, and like the package is it's a sealed box, kind of like this. So like you can only see so much because there's like different materials on the outside of it. But looking at them, like the joints aren't beautiful. So like it's definitely more of a toy than a collectible. But for anyone who doesn't want to splurge on NECA, or if they just like the way that those look over the NECA, and they want something that just has slightly better articulation, I think that those ones are pretty good.
Whoa.
I had 41 different action figures from OG Prince, and my stepdad gave them away.
This is why stepdads have a bad rap. You know what?
I'm going to find your stepdad and kick his ass if he's alive. Is he alive?
You're not even my real dad.
You're not even my real dad. Don't touch my toys. Of course, my real dad also got rid of all my Ghostbuster stuff.
Call him by his first name, Henry. Don't touch my shit, Henry.
He's dead.
He's dead. Well, good. Mine too.
Jesus Christ.
Mine too.
Dustin doesn't mince words.
Hey, mine too, man. Nature took care of our hard work. It's all done.
Yeah, I haven't opened that yet, Pete. Are you opening that right now?
My stepfather died from a heroin overdose. Well, doing a lot of heroin. Wait, Pete, slow down.
You're good. You can resume, Pete.
I was joking, dude.
No, I want you guys to talk, and I just open shit. Like, I don't want to.
Oh, no, I was going to. Why? You got it.
No, just for the cameras. So, Dustin, this is a $400 set from Mezco.
$400? Hey, but it's fucking worth it. Hold up. Hold up. Look at all these accessories. And this is
more
just
like accessories. Accessories.
One out of three different packages.
I really need to open mine because it. So Dustin, they did, we went over it last stream, I think, but they also did a animated style where they were painted in like the brighter green and having the brighter yellow and everything, the different head sculpts to be more closely aligned with the appearance in the animated.
Look at that.
Series. Dude, Mezco's killing it, man. They really do. They really do a good job with their stuff. There's definitely misses, but
God, look at these guys.
I feel like eventually they will do a last Ronin figure.
The first appearance in like the cartoon turtles. This is belt came up. That's a pleather belt right there. Any other cloth on here? No, but the bandanas are swappable in the back.
Okay, so you could do the red ones, or is it like a motion kind of?
I don't know if you guys follow Does Machines on Instagram. He is doing a set of paint matched heads for every turtle with the red bandana.
Okay.
Look at that. These are extra heads, two extra heads per character.
How long are those necks? Can you hold one up a little closer, please?
Hold the neck?
Well, Dustin was saying that the necks look weirdly long.
Oh, I just popped off his head. Sorry. Let me put this down real quick.
Teenage Mutant Ninja. It's kind of long, but
depends how you photograph it, I guess. Like I'm coming from the other side a little bit.
It probably helps get more posability out of it. That's my face. I don't full size the screen when we do these things for some reason, and I should. That looks good though. I need to open mine. Mine's right behind me. I just haven't fucked with it at all.
Oh, there's straps on the knees too. Like actual claw straps. So these move, they're adjustable. Same with the elbows. This is gnarly. Holy shit. There's a nice wash on the faces too. I don't know if you can see that. It's like dark shells a little banged up. Very cool. I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
You're good.
Didn't somebody else ask or promote a Ninja Turtle line coming out too?
Toy Joy.
Not familiar with them.
They make 1/18 scale stuff, so it's going to be a 4-inch line. I have some of their stuff, and I have a good amount of their Army Builders pre-ordered because their figures, they're small, but they actually look really good. Is that the walkie? That's awesome. Oh my god.
That is awesome.
Yeah, dude, the accessories are great. Oh man. The little things fucking come out. That's so good.
That's so fucking awesome. Holy shit. And of course, the best for last.
Yeah, they
look I like how they're pretty much rocking the same body, but they look different enough. And I heard that there was even some like scaling differences between the turtles. So whereas like Mikey and Leonardo are about roughly the same height, Donnie's the tallest. That's pretty cool. These are awesome.
They look good.
All right, I don't want to spend this whole thing unboxing these beautiful bad boys.
But yeah, so Joy Toy hasn't pulled up images of their Ninja Turtles. They just kind of showed the silhouette with the teaser of it. I don't even know if I sent that to you guys in the chat. I did see them on Instagram from Praeternia, who I know I've mentioned before because they're always posting new shit. But let me see if I can find it real quick. Because it basically just shows a lot like this style artwork that's on this Mezco box. But it just has that and then the silhouette of the four turtles. And I'm not going to find it ever.
Talking about Joy Toy's announcement?
Yeah, Joy Toy's announcement.
Yeah, they were just silhouettes. Let me see.
Joy. Yeah, I could just Google, you know.
I was going to go directly to their Instagram.
Yeah, you do that too.
Let me see. I'm not familiar with this program, so I'm going to try to share screen, share this.
I can't see it. Dan might need to present it. I'm not sure.
Everything is bad.
Is it on there? Is it on the Joy Toy website? You said.
I have it on my screen. I'm trying to share. You just want to throw it up.
Dustin, this is episode 35.
Oh, boom! I love this program so much.
We're gonna make this bigger.
Yeah. So they're gonna be. It'll most likely be 1/18 scale. It might be 1/25 scale because they do that fucking weird size too. But
Wait. What are the hashes or Mecca? What's Mecca?
What?
It says Ninja Turtles Joy Toy Toy Photography. Joy Toy Mecca. Hashtag Mecca.
I think that's just for them. They do a lot of Mecca things. I don't have any. They're on my storage unit. But like what Joy Toy is really popular for is putting out their. So they have the Warhammer 40,000 license, and they put out a lot of 1/18 stuff for that. But they also do a lot of different mechs that have, like, their 1/18 or 1/25 scale soldiers, if you could find. So, like, right here, these are from this. The orange guys are from some other show, I think an anime or something. But, did they just die?
Says Corvus Bell Infinity.
Okay, so yeah, I want to say that's from an anime, maybe a comic. I'm not sure.
The Warhammer stuff is nice, real nice.
I'm glad I'm not into Warhammer because yeah, it's really fucking nice. Like it looks really good.
Not necessarily for me, but yeah.
Dan, if you could pull up Big Bad Toy Store, because we're gonna go there anyway. We could pull up some of the mechs just for the sake of getting those out there. I'd have two or three of them. They're really cool.
Over here, but I'm back, so keep throwing stuff at me.
Throwing up Big Bad Toy Store.
Says, oops, connection lost, reconnecting. Oh, there he is.
I don't know why.
So what is this?
Super 7.
Can you pull up Joy Toy? Joytoy. Yeah.
Can you pull up Joy Toy? KRWVFZ.
What?
You didn't just fall for that, no.
I was like, wait a minute, what? What the fuck are you talking? Shut up.
So scroll down a little bit. I wish there was a way to filter like out things, but this website doesn't work. So just like I was gonna say, just scroll down to so on the left side you see the scale or the size. So just click the 1/25 scale. It's down at the bottom.
Ah, I gotcha.
Yeah. So these are the mechs that they do, and they'll open up and they articulate and everything like that. And they'll always come with a little pilot. That's probably why they hashtagged Mecca, because this is like their most popular stuff. And these are like original things also. That's not from like any established licensed universe. They're just, this is what they also do. It's The first one I got, there were some loose joints and everything like that, but ultimately it's still pretty cool. I bought some of the little figures, and they have all these little accessories and backpacks and shit that you could slap on, which is also really cool. Like, it's really small, so like the paint applications on the smaller figures is not as great as it could be, but considering the head is like a quarter inch at most, like it's really not bad. While we're on Big Bad Toy Store, so if you want to go back to the homepage, so click on the daily deals link there. Oh no, did they change? Next to the little people. Yeah. So Big Bad Toy Store has daily deals, and then they have like weekend deals that run the whole time. I've been looking at these samurai insect things for a little while now, and being that they're finally on sale, I went ahead and bought two because I figured that. Thanks for coming in, Dustin. We'll see you around. But I bought two of these guys because I wanted to see how they go with like the whole like samurai or ninja Gomez's. I figured that these might be kind of a cool enemy to have with them in like poses or displays or whatever. So I went ahead and just took a gamble on one of these because they're like a they're on a pretty decent sale. I don't think I got that one.
I was about to say $100. Shit.
Yeah, I think I got ones that were a good bit cheaper, and I might have only gotten one. I just don't remember.
Still on the fence going to buy Galactus and Sentinel Haslab aftermarket prices.
That price you told me isn't that bad. If they're brand new, that's really not that bad.
So,
yeah, I get it. So Dan, go back to the Big Bad Toys Store homepage, please, and then click the Little People link next to that, because Little People's getting really fucking weird. These are intended for like your little fucking kids, okay? These are like 2.5 inch action figures. And then they're making Breaking Bad sets. I saw one at Target today that was The Office. It was Prison Mike, Stanley on Pretzel Day. I forget the other two characters. One was Mindy, but I forget what she was doing. But like what the hell is going on here? This is really weird. It wasn't that. There's apparently another Office one. But like these are intended for like infants because they're made of rubber. You like, so that they don't chew on them or choke them. Like, but there's Seinfeld and shit. Like, what the fuck is this? I don't understand why this is a thing. They just like want people to collect something. It's just gonna like replace Funko, like the Funko Pops, and just be like, this is the next thing that people can hoard. Like, what the fuck is this? It's so goddamn weird.
Here you go, son. Play with this Walter White in his underwear while I'm
yeah, seriously. The boys. Yeah. Pete, buy these for your daughter.
Seriously, here's Huey's blood on his face.
Layla would be like, what is he playing with?
It's okay, babe. She can't choke. It's all right. They're made out of rubber.
So weird. Just so weird. Ted Lasso? Hey, the fuck? Oh, my God.
Oh, Toy World.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm Big Bad Toy Store. Doc Ock from Mezco is up for pre-order.
Did you pre-order it?
I did. I like that they're doing all these Silver Age Silver Age appearances. Oh, did it sell out? Go back to the homepage. That's the Hot Toys one. Scroll down. Keep going. Go back to the search bar and type in DOC space OCK. You might have just done that. I just didn't see. Wow, it's sold out. So, yeah, go to Mezco's website, mezco.kizom. Yeah.
Set, like some favorites of like frequent sites when you're purchasing them.
So it's still available on Mezco's website, although a lot of people just don't feel like dealing with their shipping.
Throw me an ab crunch. I haven't seen one ab crunch.
Yeah, well, he'll have a flab crunch. He's portly. But I like that they're doing all these more classic appearances, like the Spider-Man that they came out with a few months ago. I had a stroke there. The same with Green Goblin. Like, that was definitely not a modern contemporary Green Goblin. So I like that we have some of these more Silver Age things, because I guess they get tired of making 1,000 Batman. They're just waiting for the next Batman movie to come out. Where do we want to go from here? I need a pen.
Oh no! But apparently, I'm doing this one-handed because my microphone not a good evening for me.
Huh?
It's just not a good night at
all. Very nice, a good night. when you're with the Shadow.
Dan, do you have the Instagram links sent up? Sorry, I'm just bouncing.
I mean, I can't.
Well, there's the Four Horsemen stuff that's on sale, pre-order. Because I know that I know that people like Four Horsemen things, but I mean, you could just go to fourhorsemen.com, I guess, or Store Horsemen. Store Horsemen. Yep. That's the craziest name for a website.
I was trying to, but it was taking its sweet fucking time getting to the site. Sorry. Ew.
So, almost every Four Horsemen post, I'm commenting, like, please put out some goblins that don't have so much armor on them. And not only did they do that, but they released it. So now I'm probably going to go balls deep, pardon my French, in about 3 packs of those goblins. And then I've been asking them to re-release Balam, which was a Khajiit-looking character. Bad. And although they didn't do that, they released another Jaguar-esque character.
I was about to say, yeah, so Kai Pacha.
Yeah, I'm in. All right, you got me.
Middle one, second row. I saw that earlier, and I was like, oh, God, does Pete know?
Oh, man. Look at all this stuff.
I saw it, and the first thing I said was, God damn it!
Keep in mind, anyone that's not aware, it says 6-inch scaled, but the Four Horsemen figures usually run a little bit large. They're much more of a domestic 6-inch, but even then, I think that's still a bit...
But it's only $37.
Well, that's also why I want to show it here, because when it goes to Big Bad Toy Store, it's going to be $50. So, like, Four Horsemen has their own store, and they do the pre-order ahead of time on their store. But, like, if you can't, you get charged right away for it. But if you can get stuff from Four Horsemen's store or Store Horsemen, I would suggest going that road, because there's not the uptick in cost. But, like, yeah, this is $60, but look how much shit it comes with.
This is going to put me, what, $160 in the hole?
What the fuck was that next picture? The plant? Oh, it's the plumage. Okay. I thought he had a plant head.
Plumage?
I thought he had feathered, like, plant leaves as a face. I was like, what is going on here?
Yeah, Ivy got it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I think I have the horse from... Oh, and I got their figure obscura nightmare-looking creature, too, that I'm pre-ordering.
I'm getting their bear. I think it was, like, Tjörvar or something like that.
Oh, man, the war bear, yeah.
I'm getting the war bear. I have Eagleus. Hold on, I gotta grab Eagleus. He's so fucking crazy. Give me a moment.
Trying to avoid getting into another toy line.
It's too late. You're fucked.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're already in it. There's no... It's over. The game is over. You've lost. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. The expression, you fucked, comes to mind.
What do you think about this?
I don't have any interest into that kind of thing, but if I did, I'd be divorced.
I think goblins are super versatile. That's kind of why I want them. Like, they would fit into, like, a blade display if you're doing blade.
Like that's badass.
It is badass. I don't know how I feel about the green wings, but they're still badass.
How well do unlicensed stuff go? Like, sell? Like, is there any...
Really depends on the quality. It depends on the quality and how much there is of it already out there. Four Horsemen's pretty good quality.
I was going to say they did a second release for, like, Leon for the Limb Toys, and then they did a second release for Venom Snake, which is coming out soon.
So this is Eagleus.
Oh, my God.
America!
Yes. That's basically why I bought it, because it's just so... unnecessary.
Donald Trump. Donald.
Prison term. Oh yeah. Also, being that we're going into politics, happy Pride
Month. I was gonna say you have to say it 34 times. Yes, happy Pride Month. Especially to those who hate the Elvira toy because it's got more than one color on it.
Like, this thing is so unnecessary, but it's all
awesome. The comments are still pouring in for that figure.
Okay.
One thing I will say about this guy is he doesn't stand very well. I think the wings are part of it, but he also has these crazy feet. I did say, so they're good quality, but, like, there are definitely some QC issues with him. Like, this guy's wing is really loose.
Heard a good fix for that is to put super glue in the peg and then continue to turn it until it tightens.
Right. Yeah, I remember you said that years ago. I've always get afraid of doing that, honestly. But yeah, I'll probably have to do that with that and then maybe some other figures I have.
I was gonna say you could also design a resin insert and then just kind of slide it in there to fill up that space.
Yeah, that's really small space to fill, though.
Like something to go over the peg to make it tighter.
Well, like the same thing with his arm. Now, granted, he's fallen over a good amount. So, but yeah, can you take the camera off just me?
When you're not showing things, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Son of a bitch.
No, I'm the director, bitch.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
That's right. Watch what I do. See?
Show the teeth.
So I'm going to bounce back to Ninja Turtles real quick. On Big Bad Toy Store, there are these soft vinyl figures from Mondo that they're putting out, which are really like kind of thick, bulky, stylized figures. So far, I think they only have Donatello and Leonardo up for pre-order right now. What? No, I called it Donatello. I just did that.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
I just did that for Pete. So yeah, those two. I don't know what I think these literally might be 5-point figures, but they're like 8 inches tall. It's really just a kind of goofy kind of collectible. I think that's really what the appeal is intended to be.
$400?
Yeah. Soft vinyl.
Fuck.
I know, right? It's a great price, right, Pete?
Mondo. As if I wasn't interested already. Mondo doing this shit. What are you doing?
Also, mentioned him earlier, Playmates is putting out a Technodrome that is actually available on Amazon for pre-order, I guess.
But yeah, these are kind of funny.
I think it might be an Amazon exclusive. I'm not sure. Yeah, Pete, I like your office view.
Thank you. Just bought this today. Well, 2 seconds ago.
I didn't do any sex toy searching on that.
Yeah, but I see dog squeak toys, dude. Drone.
I did. Oh, okay, well.
Is it drone or drome?
Technodrome, you're right. Playmates. Oh, boy. Techno. Let me. Well, that's the 90s one, though.
Go down to that Toy Newsy website. We'll see at that.
Techno.
Sorry, everybody.
Okay, that's working out.
Thanks, Amazon.
Thanks, Amazon. That's great. So it's the old.
I guess it's a update?
It's like the Ecto one and the Playmates. Not Playmates. Yeah. No. Who did the? Why am I blanking on it? Hasbro. Who were the old Ghostbusters? Was it Playmate that did the Ghostbusters toys? Why am I blanking on that shit?
No, that was. God damn it! I know the fucking.
Yeah, suit. I'm blanking on it too. Yeah.
Some of the K. God.
Kenner.
Yes.
Kenner. It's like that. So I guess they're basically taking what I'm assuming is the old molds and redoing everything and putting it out in the old box and bing bang boom. It's $100.
The $100 trying to fuck on me.
Where's that? Oh, sorry, $80. Where's that referee? He was trying to fuck on me. I'll add that in.
$80?
Dan, is there a way you can add silence to the thing?
Yeah, I just mute you like this. Bye. everybody heard your cutoff. Oh. That worked out.
Amazon, actually, there is the Marvel Legends Cabal 3-pack with Dr. Doom, Taskmaster, and your mom, or Iron Patriot.
Yeah.
Marvel Legends.
Thank you.
Cabal.
With a,
yeah, got it.
With a Y.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. We're somewhere.
Oh, is it sold out?
Amazon is really, really, really getting me really hot right now.
Is it sold out?
No, you can go to Toy Ark and show it if you need to.
Is it on Toy Ark? I'm just
kidding. Yeah. I don't think it's sold out.
I definitely pre-ordered this. There was a little fiasco behind it. It was supposed to be at 75, and then when it hit Amazon at the time it was supposed to, it was up for $100.
They fixed it, and everyone who has it pre-ordered is going to pay the actual correct price.
No, I get it. Yeah. But that fuels the rumor that there was supposed to be a fourth figure included in that pack.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
Because the Cabal is actually 5 figures, but the what's his name? The cloak is already released. I like it. I pre-ordered it. But Green Goblin's head, Norman Osborn's head looks a little sickly. I don't know why they went with the dark around the eyes, but whatever. This Doom, I will definitely be using it as a Doom bot.
I think it's a cool... I like the Taskmaster figure, honestly.
Yeah, I'm probably going to buy a Soft Goods cape for that. Not going to lie. This came with a Soft Goods cape, by the way. I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah. It's currently unavailable on Amazon. Mm. I would... Honestly, I would like to see Mezco do a take on Taskmaster. I think they would kill it.
Anything like their Deathstroke, yeah.
Yeah. I think it would probably be a combination of, like, Deathstroke and Doc Nocturnal, honestly. You'd probably kitbash it.
Giving people ideas right now.
I like Taskmaster. I actually like Taskmaster's appearance in the Spider-Man game. I thought he looked really cool in that.
I like Taskmaster's appearance in Black Widow.
I thought it was okay. For Taskmaster, I prefer the more vintage look, in all honesty.
I like Taskmaster's appearance in the Avengers video game.
Taskmaster's looked good in that piece of shit game. Yes. That game was otherwise a piece of shit, but yeah.
I loved the single player campaign in the main story.
Yes.
I fucking loved it. I thought the game way itself, the campaign was great.
It was very repetitive, but the story kept it moving.
I know why he's snarking right now, so I'm just gonna what? But the multiplayer, I did it three times with Justin. You said and dude. after that, did you say giggity?
He said you did it.
It got old real quick, but the campaign, man, is still one of the highest rating streams I ever did. I had like 150 people in there watching that towards the end.
Is that when you were still buying viewers?
No, I never bought viewers. I'd have the thousands, you asshole.
Fuck you, man.
I'm kidding.
No, that's fine.
You guys watch the roast of Tom Brady?
I love starting that rumor. No. Do that, please. That's great.
No?
Is it good?
Every 5 minutes, Kevin Hart would just look at Tom Brady and be like, fuck you, Tom Brady.
I agree. No, but at one point, somebody said something to him to the point where he stood up and said, don't fucking say that again.
Oh, it was because they were making fun of Robert Kraft and how he got busted for getting hand jobs at massage parlors.
I don't know why he's mad about that. Don't get busted getting hand jobs at massage parlors.
I guess the respect for Robert Kraft. I don't know.
Fuck Robert Kraft. Make my cheese shut up.
He was actually sitting in the audience too. He actually got on the mic for a little bit and talked.
Good. These pussies. All you have to do, look up the Richard Pryor roast and tell
it me. It ain't easy being cheesy.
Apparently it's pretty easy. Look up Robert the Richard Kraft. Pryor roast in the 70s, and you tell me if it was that bad.
Wasn't Robin Williams in that roast? Paul Mooney,
Marsha Warfield, Paul Mooney. Anybody who's anybody was on that dais, and it is vile, vile. And I laughed my ass off the entire time I watched it. It's on YouTube. It's out there. These days, it's like, well, yeah, it got out there. Who cares? But if it was never going to air in those days. No, no, no.
So we'll say the Tom Brady roast started off really strong, had a lull in the middle, and then finished. It's really good.
I just want to throw out there that this is a pretty good year for movies. We got Ghostbusters. We got I thought the Godzilla movie was good. Furiosa for people who enjoy it and have interest in seeing it. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I still need to see because it looks great, and I've heard it's awesome. But like coming up, we have A Quiet Place Day One on June 28th. Bad Boys 4, I don't really care about, but I know it's a big one. Anyone who gives a shit about M. Night Shyamalan movies, he has a new one coming out. Next month is Deadpool and Wolverine. And then there's Twisters, which I'll throw out there because Dan's on the stream. although there's also Beverly Hills Cop, which
Beverly Kills.
Beverly Hills Cop is putting out, or I guess it's Beverly Hills Cop. So F.
Is it a series or it's a movie?
It's a Netflix movie.
Oh, okay. I saw the trailer and I was like, well, is that a series or either way, I'm excited. Then I know a lot of people didn't like the third one, but that first one's a classic. It's right up there with the.
Was the third one where he went to like the Disney World equivalent?
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't know that there was a sequel to the first one.
Yeah, there's three of them.
But there's also Borderlands coming out in August. Alien
Romulus. That looks fun.
Yeah, I think it looks fun too, right?
It's a Suicide Squad movie. We'll see.
Yeah.
Alien Romulus, I'm really hopeful for, because I would like a good modern Alien movie. The Crow, for people who are interested. Then there's the piece of shit, Beetlejuice coming out.
Piece of shit.
I don't give a shit about that movie.
What?
Yeah.
I love, like, goth and shit like that.
I just want to say, and I mean this in as the most respectful way possible, we really got to stop conflating personal feelings with everybody else. Somebody cares about that movie coming out.
I need to.
Thank you, Dad. I care.
Don't argue with me wearing this shirt, pal.
You need to mind your shit.
I am the director.
Speaking of shit, Joker Folie à Deux is coming out in October.
Yes!
Okay.
Yes!
I saw the trailer for it, and I was so mad.
Anything with Gaga, I really don't care what piece of shit it
is. Oh, okay.
Also, talking about pieces of shit, Venom 3, Kraven the Hunter, Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
The Sonic series has been good.
Well...
Have you saw the Knuckles show, too?
Because your idea of good and mine are different.
Pete, you need to stop conflating personal beliefs with...
It doesn't apply here, though.
No, the Sonic movies are good, like the Mario movies.
No, we're not going to fuck with me and then let me go on question here. That doesn't apply here. He didn't shit on the whole thing. He just said, I thought it was good.
Oh, yeah, it was good.
What was I shitting on? I just shit on a bunch of stuff, honestly.
You shit on a lot, yeah.
Speaking of shit,
I was particularly about Beetlejuice. And listen, everybody who I've talked to about Beetlejuice sequel has said the same. So I'm like, it probably, I don't know. I was underwhelmed by the trailer.
What they say?
Well, they have a new trailer out there. I don't know if you saw it, but it goes more into the plot.
It is not a good trailer. Wait, there's a new
trailer out. It's about the living and the dead. Can they coexist? It's basically like, we're going to make a sequel, but we really don't know what we want to do with.
It's not true, because Tim Burton was being asked after the first success of Beetlejuice if he was going to do a sequel. He just couldn't find a story to get together. So finally, he did the story, presented it to Keaton, and Keaton was like, I like it. Let's do it. Am I wrong?
Yes, you're leaving out one crucial part of the story. There was a script that was in development for Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Right. I remember that. Yeah. But they scrapped it. What was the reason?
Thankfully, they were like, because Kevin Smith said, fuck you. That's why.
Are you pulling up the new trailer? Or?
I'm working on it, yes.
Okay. I figured.
I stroked out when I tried to spell Beetlejuice.
Yeah, it...
This is different from the trailer that came out like a week ago.
I don't know. I only saw this one in theaters yesterday.
Oh, yeah, okay, so this might not be, because all I'm seeing is the one I've already seen.
Let's watch it again, fuck it.
I can't, because we got, if you didn't notice, that episode was nailed with a copyright. So let me see if I can do this.
But I thought you were allowed to, like, review stuff. And,
apparently not.
Only if you already have thousands of viewers and bring in tons of revenue.
Pretty much.
Oh, for real. All 10 of our viewers are going to be pissed.
That's the only way you could do anything like that is if you already have like an army.
Window, and I just fucked that up. Maybe if I keep it in a small window and not show it full screen, it might work out better. Here, there we go.
Is there audio?
Well, I don't know if we want to play the audio, right?
Then there's no point.
No, you're no point. Yeah, you're right, Pop.
Yeah, but there is a longer trailer out, and they go into more of like the first one and what happens with it. But like it, yeah, it's the problem is they say from the mind of Tim Burton, and like you're making it sound like that's a great place or something like that.
50-50.
Yeah, like he's definitely had stuff that was good, but he's also fucked up. He gets lost in his own sauce sometimes.
I was gonna say Wednesday was saved by Jenna Ortega's performance, not because it was a good show.
That's actually a really good because didn't he do that?
Yeah, I'm sure did.
Yeah, the problem with Wednesday, and I haven't watched it, but I don't want to watch it because the problem with Wednesday is it takes place inside a fantasy universe. The Addams Family has always been about them as this fantastical family in the real world. But like,
so Jenna Ortega is now executive producer for the next season, and apparently they're getting away from that love triangle. I don't know if they're getting away from the school subplot. They're already in it.
But yeah, so this movie has a villain, because like the other thing that as far as I remember, Beetlejuice is kind of the villain of the first movie. He's a wild card. I know.
Yeah.
But like,
that's what I can't wait to see the two of them interacting. Sorry. Catherine O'Hara is fucking amazing.
I don't know. It's weird. I don't know.
It was legitimately overstimulated. That's a bad trailer.
You saw that one?
No, that trailer's bad.
That's the one you were saying that you saw like from a week ago? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think my problem with the trailer, and I'm not saying this movie is going to suck. I have no idea. My problem with the trailer is it looks like it's just going to be a carbon copy of the first one. And I know that's not, maybe, you know, that's probably not
true. I don't think it came across that way to me.
Well, yeah, it was the same gags. It came off. That's what it was like deleted scenes from the first.
I got what you're saying. I got you.
Now. With that being said, Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice again. I will go see. I will give it money at least once. So I don't know. But maybe we will wish for Hawaii.
Anyway, speaking of giving money at least once for twice the value, what did you have to say before my beautiful segue, Dan?
I stopped. I let you go.
I'm giving you a hard time. What were you going to say?
I wanted to go back about I had
hear the midnight Mama.
No, I was thinking Gomez Adams in Wednesday. One of my most popular TikToks was this attractive woman looking at a picture of what's the actor's name plays Gomez in Wednesday?
Luis Guzman
playing a Gomez and showing a picture of Raul Julia going, how did this turn into this? And then I just stitched it with a picture of he was rubbing the flag like I was going to do something bad. I'm like, no, wait for me here. Take this ride with me. Do you guys know about the original comic book? You guys have seen pictures, right? Okay.
He's a little troll man. He
literally looks he's the most accurate fucking Gomez Adams that's ever been put on screen. And this woman had no idea. So I literally just stitched the TikTok with a picture of original Gomez going Adams. And so many people were going,
yeah, Raul Julia was amazing in the role, but he's not what you typically,
let me confess something, a gotcha against me. I saw Adam's Family Values for the first time once years ago when it first came out. My memories of that movie were not good. So, and you're going to go, what? Do you remember who's in it? Yeah, we're getting. So about 2 years ago, they released both of them on Blu-ray, the first and the second.
John Cusack, the villain?
We don't. Yes, but there's also a secondary wild card in Peter McNichol in that movie. He plays one of the.
He has no idea who that is.
Janosch, the museum director from Ghostbusters 2.
I hate the word of Eagle.
He's the
host guy in Mr. Bean.
him and Mr. Bean sing Yesterday going down the street. He's also Renfield and Dracula Dead and Loving It. If you've seen that, if you haven't, shame on you. But anyway, Liam Neeson. I love that movie. People hate it, but you're all crazy.
It's Leslie Nielsen. It's Leslie Nielsen, not Liam Neeson.
What did I say?
I said
Liam Neeson. I'm trying to get my story out. I wasn't paying attention. Really. So this fucking microphone's so heavy. So I said, I don't like that movie. And Kelly, thank you, Marco, for correcting me after I already corrected. Kelly goes, you're crazy. How do you not like that movie? We're buying the set. You're going to watch it. That second movie's fantastic. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. Like
the whole, oh my God. The whole summer camp shit, dude.
So all weird. Of that, them as the natives take it back over. Burning them all up.
Eat me.
And the world does not talk enough about what a chameleon Christopher Lloyd is.
True.
Yeah, true. He kind of goes unsung in a lot of ways. We know him as Doc Brown.
Clue, Taxi.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I grew up as him as Doc Brown and in Clue. I had this weird thing in my head as a little kid going, he's old or is he not old? Like, how is that? Because he's Doc Brown, he's playing like what, 40 years older than he is?
Yep.
And then you see him in, I'm going to throw this one out here, which I don't know if either of you have seen, even as a kid, Dennis the Menace.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's the hobo, the drifter.
He plays the thief in Dennis the Menace, the Drifter.
Yep.
And then the other role, Judge Doom in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. God damn.
Right. So yeah. Like
Menace.
You we get to
the shoe. If everybody can remember.
Oh, I cannot. With the dip, I'll never get over that. And him knocking on the diner walls, shave and a haircut. And it's like menacing. But, oh no, Pete, you did my ADHD, you son of a bitch. Damn it. Oh,
Christopher Lloyd is Uncle Fester.
When it gets to Uncle Fester, and they're like, you know, way before the internet, maybe the user groups on AOL, but like most of us weren't using it. You're like, how's he gonna? And then you see him, you're like, Jesus Christ, he's huge. How did he do that? It's just, we don't talk about Christopher Lloyd enough. And he's also married to someone 40 years younger than him. And go Chris.
Speaking of go Chris, what? What now?
Speaking of go Chris, everybody hates Chris. Go Chris, it's your birthday.
I need you to pull some on me up, you son of a bitch.
I'm still here. I can still pull it up, but I didn't want to. I was,
pull up the Lego Deku tree, please.
Pretty please.
Pretty please with carrots on the side.
Hi, Claire.
What?
Well, the link you showed.
I mean, you just go lego.kizom.
I did.com.
That's right. They're doing that set, too. Gives a little scrolling down. I mean, you can just type it in the search bar, D-E-K-U. First one. There we go. Look at it.
That's pretty sweet.
It's from Legend of Zelda.
Oh. Yeah.
But what else is cool about it is that it is dual. This basically has two display options. So you could do the classic style from Nintendo 64, or you could do the Breath of the Wild version. Well, Tears of the Kingdom, Breath of the Wild. Pete, you haven't gotten that far in Tears of the Kingdom at all. yeah, that's a interesting section of that game. But what? But yeah, it's so this is the Breath of the Wild version. I'm gonna say that because you have all the Koroks there and the big dancing fucker off to the side. You never played the game either?
No, I don't. I don't play Legend of Zelda.
Probably.
Yeah, I know.
Breath of the Wild was fantastic.
It's good.
They're gorgeous games. Listen, the last Zelda game I played was Link to the Past. Okay. Like,
yeah, this was
I kind of. So they did the Wind Waker?
Yeah.
They remade one of them. I want to say it was the Wind Waker, but I might be wrong. And they did. They updated the style. And I'm like, can we do this with a Link to the Past minus the lag issues that it did have? But, I thought that was a pretty cool visual, and then, like, it would be cool to have an update of Link to the Past, because that was the one that I always played as a kid, but, yeah, so that's that.
Yeah, that's a super cool set.
I'm
not into Lego, but that's pretty awesome.
Can we go back to Big Bad Toy Store real quick, because I randomly saw this just before the stream started, and I know people are typically asking about figures for customs and different things like that, so just type in the search bar, CH... Studio. Should do it. Not.
Well, I put in a space.
No, there should be a space. Damn it. Why is it not? Are you still with all the results? So go to the second page, I guess. Yeah, scroll down a little bit. It's blank bodies.
What is it called? Blank bodies?
CH space studio.
It's not me, dude. Here, bring it up on your screen and I'll have it. Or... Studio, Houston's number one.
I have it.
Oh, thank you, internet, for not going to what I exactly typed.
Can you see it or no?
Yeah, you're on.
Okay, so basically, they're just blank bodies, but they're at a really good price point. One of the things that kind of interested me about these, and I think only certain ones have it, is the way they're doing this abdominal crunch. So here you can see how, and this, it looks ugly as just a base figure. But as Pete's a huge fan of abdominal crunches, this one really gives you more options for it to look like a horseshoe crab, but also potentially reach its own feet. So I just thought that was... I mean, you see the crab, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Someone's trying something new with torso articulation. Because typically, you don't get a lot of motion out of torsos, but they're just kind of showboating the crazy... range of motion that you get with this figure. I don't know anything about this studio myself. They have the four different figures. So, okay. So 1 and 1A are just more general. There are some other slight differences between what you get. So 1 has that fixed neck and then a ball joint in there. 1A looks like it just goes a little bit extra with the articulation and gives that neck a peg. But then with 2 and 2A, you get that neck that's either fixed or not. And then you also get the abdominal crunches, and they're all the same price. They're $13. So might not be a bad thing to try out. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know anything about these studios, so I don't know if they're going to suck or if they're going to fall apart. But typically for any of the bucks that we've seen, they're at least $20. So just wanted to mention those.
Do you know how they scale at all?
I don't. I don't know anything about them. It just says 1/12 scale.
They're a legend's height. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm inclined to say that they're probably going to be more of an import size. They look kind of like these other blanks that I have that are more of an import scale. And then, or size, I guess. They're at the same scale. But then... No, so, pre-ordered also. What?
I just noticed that they're pre-ordered. They're not out.
Yeah, they're not out yet. The next closest thing would be... I mean, like, if they were the size of, like, your V-Toys body, then it's closer to Legend scale, even though I think that these guys... No, this guy is actually probably a little taller than Legend scale, the V-Toys. I don't have the head on, so it's hard to tell. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring these up. All right. How do I stop? Yeah, there we go. Thank you.
I got your back. I got your back, bud.
Got my back like a butt crack.
Yeah. Speaking of which, do you want me to bring up that other image?
Yeah. Yeah, actually. So said that I was going to talk about G.I. Joe's later. And this week, or this past week, really, there was a leaked image of a new vehicle that will probably be available on Tuesday. Because 4th, there is a G.I. Joe stream from Hasbro apparently going up. And they're going to, I guess, talk about new releases. And one of them is this little guy. And basically, it's just the Cobra version of the Vamp with some modifications. Like, this has doors and what else? It doesn't have the headlight rack and some other minor differences, but it's just another vehicle, honestly, and that some people might be interested in it. Like, I'll grab it if it's still available. I pay for Hasbro Pulse Premium because I got tired of getting fucked out of pre-orders. So
the only thing is, I don't care about that figure. Can I get just the vehicle?
Well, look at you being picky. Just get the damn thing and be happy. I'm kidding.
No, Pete, you get the figure with it.
Ooh. What's wrong with that?
Oh, no, that's fine. I mean, how much was the Vamp again? It was $50?
No, the Vamp was 100. Vamp was a hundo. I don't know when this is going to release, though. Like, this is really, it's a leaked image. So, like, we don't know if there's a pre-order that's going to come out in December or October, or if it's going to be like, no, buy now. I mean, it could come out now because it's basically the Vamp. With some repainted different, some few other different accessories and everything like that. But really, it's nothing.
Absolutely right. It was 100.
Yeah. Glad you had the price check me.
There's the original, I guess.
You son of a bitch. What? No, that's not the original. That's the small scale. So we're looking at the classified line, which is 6-inch scale.
Yeah.
It's different. Yes. I don't think I have anything else to go over. I have some statues listed, but I don't know if I really want to go into them. Pete, do you have anything to fucking talk about since I'm talking this whole damn time?
Fucking talk about? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's see what I got.
I'm tired of talking. Let's talk turkey.
I bring up... Oh, here, let me see that. Oh, there he goes.
At least he prepared.
Well, actually, he sent you a bunch of pictures, Dan.
So this is a sample base for the diorama walls that we're working on. And before I went crazy and printed out a whole thing, I printed out a small sample. So basically your wall goes at the end, or this is the floor. So we'll plug the floor in, it just lines up nice and snug. And then the wall goes here.
Dan, can you pull up his camera?
Oh, you didn't see all that? Let me do it again.
Nope. I didn't
see any of that. Oh, I had it.
So I was gonna say, I'm printing this sample piece first before I went crazy and printed it all because I wanted to make sure the stuff fits before I start wasting filament. Here's the sample floor, the wood floor that we're doing. Somebody recommended that they like the lighter floor better, so I went back and bought more of that filament and this print came out nicely. We also redid the holes to be octagons instead of hexes because they were more versatile. This picture that I'm showing on the screen is the hex display. My son has a bunch of the FNAF walls already in a hex and has requested that he wanted it to be enclosed. So this base that I'm showing is one of a kind, but the one moving forward will be very similar. But again, this just clamps in once it's lined up. I get it right the first time, and of course, now that the camera's on, it's not going to do it. So it's on there pretty well. And then the wall goes in at the bottom right there. That doesn't hold as well, which is fine because we have the pegs that will hold the rest together. So it is a little loose, but that's essentially how your figures will look.
Avenge me.
This is pretty cool. I'm pretty happy with this. The other thing I went back and did today was I did fire hydrant. Let's save that. So I put some branding on the fire hydrant that we have. I just refreshed this and went back and redid it again just to add a little bit more to that part. So this is actually printing out right now, so they will be available as this video ends. I just need to take some pictures and update the site with it. Nice. These are good to go. The price is not changing. It'll be the same price. I will spray paint the top where the bolts are at. So here and above is what will change, which is pretty cool. I haven't got a chance to work on the foam booth yet. I'm still going back and forth on how am I going to do the plastic in there. Like I said last time, we redid the mailboxes to include thicker legs at the bottom. You really can't tell. It's about a 1/16 of an inch all the way around. But it helps for snapping, so it doesn't snap off as easy. We also showed off the trash can with the liner in there. So that'll be 3D printed as well. I think what else we did. I have a sidewalk design, but I'm waiting for the filament to become available. I found a nice sidewalk colored filament.
Oh, that granite stuff? That one sold out?
Yeah. Let me see if I can bring up my Amazon real quick just to give everybody an idea of what colors I'm looking at.
I'm borderline going to order. I might order that Cobra 3.
Are you doing it with the color rules and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're on sale for a little while yet.
Oh, I actually picked up these display cases too. Definitely recommend
batteries too.
By the way, speaking of rechargeable batteries, if you have the choice between a battery powered or a plug powered, get
the dice tower. You're not going to be able to
dice tower, but this is how the filament looks when it's printed. I think it'll be great for the sidewalks.
It will look great for the sidewalks, but you're not going to be able to print that on a resin on a filament printer.
Oh, you're talking about this dice tower?
Yeah.
That's you can.
That's not an FDM print, dude. You can't get that level of detail on it.
What are you talking about? Look at all the layer lines in it.
Layer lines.
You're leaving out a syllable there, Dan. Those are CGI layer lines.
Those usually strips within 2 to 4 weeks. When I checked it 2 days ago, it said two months. So that's why I was like, yeah, I'll wait until they get like a better supply in here. Yeah, I'm very happy with how these look.
Yeah, it looks good. It's clean.
Very clean. What else do I have? Other than that, it's just been working on the peg system for the back of these. So I designed an inside peg so you can make the walls like this. Let me see if I can show it. I don't think I have it ready. Let's see. Share screen.
Also, if anybody is watching that would like to don't like stand so I don't have to remove much noise from the episode, please do. PayPal ME. PayPal.me/DanLoy3. I'll fucking send it to him tomorrow.
For a mic stand? Why?
Yeah, there's a lot of back. I'm just busting your balls about the background noise. It's overcompensating because it's not right on top of you, and I'm
Yeah, so here's the peg system essentially.
Oh wow.
So this one is for outside walls. So essentially you'll put that one to make it look like this. And then the other one on the far right internalizes that by going like this. So it'll make it a corner inside. The magnet, I found some magnets that are strong enough. Had this whole conversation about the strength of magnets and the rating system behind that. The N52 magnets is what we're going to be using. they'll be able to penetrate the PLA and hold whatever objects we design to it. And then lastly is just the right middle is the wall joining peg. So it'll just take the two walls and stick them together nice and tight. That will help when you're putting these on the balance like this. That way they hold together nice and tightly as you're displaying. And that should take up about half an inch on the back. Otherwise, the set should be roughly 9.5 by 9.5.
Nice.
So I have some pictures that I'll be putting up later tonight so everybody can take a good look of essentially how everything will look live.
You guys, I realized what I was going to say, but I mean it. To get some, because I have a lot back there. It just falls anytime I fart next to it.
Then don't fart next to it, idiot.
You know, sometimes I can't help it. I'm standing right there. You can use it for anything you want, right?
These will have strong ass magnets.
Yeah, look at that.
No, Pete, Dan, we'll tell you how to use it, and you have to use it that way. Glad you're talking into the mic.
I probably won't listen to you. What if I did it on purpose?
I don't know. I'd probably cry or something. I don't even know what you're talking about. Pete, did you finish watching Fallout?
I did.
Oh, nice. What did you think?
I don't think I played the game enough to be excited for how the show ended, but it was cool.
New Vegas?
That's fair. Is that what it's leading to? Spoiler alert!
It shows Vegas in the distance.
No, I know. I don't
care. I didn't say anything about Peter Pan being the character that shows that season.
What?
Yeah. From fucking Wonderland, dude. Not in Fallout. Looks like Dan hasn't played enough Fallout either.
No, I told you I haven't. I told you I played about 2 hours into New Vegas and I was like, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, no, they're not your type of game for sure.
No, I know. I tried though.
Sometimes all you can do is try.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I think I don't fucking know his name, but I think the guy who plays Maximus in this is actually is going to be an alien Romulus.
The guy had a really interesting role.
What?
He had a really weird role.
You know who he should be?
It's not him.
You know who it should be? You know who that should be, though?
Yeah, Kang.
Kang, yeah.
Yeah, we fucking said that two weeks ago.
Did we talk about that? Okay.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago. Yep.
No, I won't remember.
Actually, fuck. No, I'm glad you said that because I was thinking alternatively, the guy, fuck, what's his name? I think his name's Michael. The guy who plays Michael in Severance is a really good actor. But yeah, I could definitely see. What is his name?
Who?
It's too small.
Michael Severance.
I don't think this is what we're talking about.
It's not. Oh, wait. It's. Sorry.
I'm sad to see Jonathan Majors' IMDb just empty.
Michael Chernus?
I'll tell you in a moment.
That's not. No. Ignore what I just.
Rudyard Kipling.
Roy Kipling?
I was going to say, that's the guy that wrote The Jungle Book. Why? Well, as I thought, maybe they named him the actor after the fucking guy.
Trammell Tillman, or you could just type Trammell.
I got Trammell Tillman. That's easy. No, I got that. Oh, I know who that is.
I was going to say, while you guys are searching for that, my son's been watching Chip and Dale, the latest on Disney. And it's kind of like mindless slapstick humor.
I was really worried that you meant that you were talking about the Chip and Dale's show with Kumail Nanjiani. You're talking about Welcome to Chippendales for a second.
So I had him watch the movie with John Mulaney and Adam Sandberg, who are doing the voices of Chippendale. And a lot of those jokes went right over.
The best ones.
Yeah. So, the only time he laughed is when Ugly Sonic came on the screen.
Those new Disney shit. Fucking.
So this guy doesn't look anything like Jonathan Majors, but.
Doesn't matter. He's an excellent actor.
He's great. Severance is a great show, and like the range that he shows in Severance is amazing.
Oh my
God. I'm like,
he's younger,
dude. Don't ever look into ages. It's really
Fuck me. Don't. Why?
Eli Manning and I are the same age, and that guy.
He's uglier. So you got him.
My life,
Pete. You didn't play football, idiot.
Yeah,
I still want a ring.
What? But yeah, I think this guy has the right level of dynamic contrast between the differences in all the Kangs. Like, he's the same guy throughout this show, but like he could be that, but then he could also be this really intimidating fucking
borderline. I was gonna say, psychopath. look at his fucking
yeah, dude. Like he has such a great presence in the show, and God, it's such a good show, and he's really fucking good in it. So, like, I could see him as potentially, and I know that they're already looking at somebody else for the role, and that's great. Hopefully they pull it off, but like,
I think they will. It might.
The guy who plays, I need to look up his
name. That's what they're doing. They're just replacing the actor. They're not scrapping the whole goddamn Kang thing.
Well, they're doing some rearranging because this movie, Deadpool
cast
and Wolverine,
the purple deal. What?
Deadpool and Wolverine is. Oh, no, she's talking about F. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that movie to go out of existence because it's pissing
it looks
me off.
Cute as fucking hell. What? Why? Okay. Never
mind. Aaron Moten.
Go ahead. Finish what you're going to say.
Huh? About what?
I don't know. I thought you were saying something.
About birds? They're not real.
No, that was last week, you fool.
They're not real this week either, Dan.
What I know, but we talked about that already is what my point is.
Oh, my God. This is coming from the guy who was talking about the other thing. Well, are we talking about Genesis yet? No.
I almost brought it up, too. And I was like, nope.
No. Aaron Moten is the guy who plays Maximus in Fallout. I had to Google his name because I didn't know. You already mentioned him, but I just didn't know his name, so I had to Google it to do a little bit of justice.
Eric, just to be a smart ass, but also ask a serious fucking question. I'm serious about this, so don't interrupt me. I see all of these fuck bands getting Funko Pops. Why the fuck am I not getting one for that? Why? Why can't I have that? Give me what I want. I heard everything you're doing, Pete.
I don't think that putting that out would be for somebody or like for the general public.
Why the fuck does Rush have a 3-person goddamn?
Listen, I'm talking now.
No, I'm talking now. Go ahead.
If they were to put this out, it wouldn't be for anybody. It would be two people. They would be doing it for two people.
I agree. All right,
I'll give you that one.
Funko Pop is a brand of confusion, so. They just put out all kinds of different things.
I hate you so fucking much. I really do.
Those are nightmarish. I
know, that's the idea.
Yeah, can you take them off? Because I hate them.
That's going to have bad dreams.
Show them to your son and tell me he's not going to have fucking nightmares.
I'm going to have his little Titanfall statue next to him.
That one?
No, that hurts the bitty.
Be safe, BB-1.
Wait, what statue?
Whatever your Titanfall thing.
Oh no, those are figures. They articulate. Two of them are in storage.
Put your arm around me.
I have the Atlas in my room because I was comparing the Atlas to the size of the Void Strike mech. Can you seriously take this off?
No! No!
That's supposed to be Ronald Reagan?
It is Ronald.
More like Ronald Pagan.
I have to take it off.
Now I want to pee on it. What is that about?
That was about your fire.
The fire hydrant.
Yeah.
Glad you're paying attention to the chat, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, Pete.
Otherwise, that's all I have to say today. Goodbye.
Trying to think if I have anything else. No. Now that all the orders are out, maybe I can get back to reviews. So I will start. Maybe probably not.
I don't know.
I like how Dan's in the back row, like when Anthony Michael Hall's reading Joker's script. He's like, just doing that. If you're a chick, then be my fist up your balls.
I will say next week we're supposed to have a guest on, Excelsior 1975.
Thank you. I'm so glad. I meant to mention that too.
Will be with us.
I'm glad somebody mentioned it.
Renowned toy photographer.
Joining us for however long he feels like being tortured.
Yeah, he's been a great support of like Shadow Moses since we started. He's always like throwing ideas and like, well, I think he'd be a great person to have on. Can't wait to see what his like thoughts are on his photography and stuff.
Can you seriously take it off?
I was trying to pause it at shot to fucking freak him out and I couldn't get it. Why? Is that really scary?
No, it doesn't scare me. It's just stupid and I hate it.
Oh, good fucking for you. Now I'm leaving it up there. Now you really pissed me off. I'm going to sign you off. You're gone.
Dan, this is my stream.
Are you peeing on the fire hydrant too? I don't understand.
I already did. I also shit behind it too.
So that's how we're closing our show with piss and scat jokes.
Yep.
I mean, it was barely. Funko Pop.
Actually, for those interested, I have a new business idea that I'm going to be launching soon. It's called Barely There Childcare. It's senior citizens watching infants, and basically we just put them all in a room together. end the stream.
What is that from? What is that from?
I made it up years ago.
Hey, yeah. Pete, where can people follow you since I'm the only one that resembles a host here?
Anyway, if you guys want to hear more of our thoughts, tune in Sundays at 8 p.m. live on YouTube. Head to ShadowMoses112.com to add our accessories to your collection or slide into our Instagram to see our current projects we're working on at ShadowMoses1.
I need to mock that up. I need to mock that up. Oh, good. Nobody else has done it before that. Good. You got it. It's all right. All right, so you want me to end stream? Because that's I'm just gonna hang up on you guys.
So wait, why were you holding your microphone this whole time and now it's on the
because I was switching arms and I didn't it was a fucking remember when I said about before I got on and
cut my life into pieces.
Oh, clearly it didn't get better. And the stream
it didn't. Bye.